so hungry.
Hey everyone, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here for another episode of Chew the Right Thing with Jamie and Mikey. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I feel like it's been a little bit since we've been here.
It does. Has it been?
It has been.
Yeah.
All right. Right. We're back. Has it been a new year? Has it been a, yeah. I feel like I binged 8 shows.
What's your favorite that you've watched?
Shrinking is the best show ever made.
You gave Mike major FOMO, so now we've started watching it since we saw you posting about it.
I've only been wanting to watch it since it debuted like 4 years ago, but Jamie has had a hang up on it for some reason. You know what it is? It's a very slow start to
it
a
is.
Series.
The first like 2 or 3 episodes, yeah. I was like, but I've never wanted to be like, since I would say the Brady Bunch, sorry to date myself, I've never wanted to be part of a world as much as I want to be part of the shrinking world. Wow. It's so good.
Hey, you know what else is good? And then we'll segue to chewing. This TV show Rooster with Steve Carell.
Oh, I've watched 3 episodes. Maybe I need to give it.
Definitely builds.
It's the exact same. Well, it's the same creator.
Right.
The same thing. Ted the first Lawrence. 3 episodes are kind of like, and then it just gets really good. You become part of the family.
Okay. I just love Steve Carell more than I think he's my favorite actor of all time.
He's phenomenal in it.
Oh, good. Yay. And you know, he loves Sprouts. Did you know that?
I've heard that about him. Several interviews he mentions.
Yeah.
What a segue. So we have a Sprouts Summer 26 haul today.
Yeah.
Mikey, you've been busy sprouting things at Sprouts.
Sprouts has, I mean, we could have done 4 episodes.
Really?
This is a big episode, so we have a lot to get to. But
all right, let's jump in then.
But we could have done a bunch. Okay, let's do Breaking Chews real quick. This is an interesting one. The daughter of Mrs. Fields Cookies is launching her own line of functional cookies. So there'll be 3 kinds. Focus, which is a mocha dark chocolate cookie infused with Cognizin citicoline, creatine, and caffeine to support mental clarity and performance. Then there's going to be protein, which is peanut butter protein cookie with 10 grams of protein and 4 grams of fiber. And then the sleep one, which is interesting, is oatmeal raisin sleep cookie infused with L-theanine. Is that how you say it?
You got it.
Passion flower and valerian root to help support relaxation and recovery. So
I would like to try them. Mm-hmm. You don't have them?
I don't know. They're not out yet. They're coming very soon. I think like in a few months. Oh,
I'm never really into the flavor is associated with some type of function. Because it's like, what if I want an oatmeal cookie for breakfast? But it's the sleep one.
Yeah.
But whatever. I want to try them.
Yeah, I do too. Hopefully we'll get some.
Okay.
Anyway, and so we don't have another ring of trees, but we do have poems. Last time we asked people to write us some poems. And
are you going to recite them?
I'm going to recite 3 of them, 2 short and 1 really long one. So bear with us.
Are these 3 people going to get a special prize?
They are going to get a special
prize.
Wow.
Congrats,
and the last one I think deserves the special prize.
Okay.
But okay. So here's the first one. Okay. It's a haiku.
Did we give them a topic or is it just about the podcast?
About the podcast. Okay. And then I said I like haikus. So we did get a few haikus as well. So here's a haiku. Lisa, Mikey, Jamie talk. Hungry Girl podcast I watch. Pure joy every week. And that was from Nicole.
That is Tosin. Not a haiku. Lisa, Jamie, it's
5-7.
No, it's 5-7-5.
Yeah, sorry, 5-7-5. Yeah.
All right. It's still good. Read
it's
it again.
Still good.
No,
okay.
Don't
I think
read it
there's 2 kinds. Yeah. I feel like
there's
there
not
being,
2 kinds of haiku.
Or maybe limerick, am I thinking of?
A limerick.
Maybe
there once was a girl from Woodland Hills.
I'm telling you, there's another. It's some sort of a cadence. But either way, I like it. I like it a lot. Good job, Nicole.
Here's the next one. This is from Kathy B. A hungry girl seeks out the best, finding meals that pass the test. Guilt-free bowls and sweet snacks stacked, every bite perfectly packed. Smart swaps in the pan, craving well without the guilt, full plates, happy heart. And I knew Jamie would do that reaction.
Full plates, happy heart. Aww. It's a Friday Night Lights
Friday Night
throwback.
Lights, yeah.
What is it? Bright.
Oh, I can't remember.
Something, something, full heart, can't
clear,
lose.
Clear eyes.
Full heart, can't lose.
That's so funny. This was like a trivia question last night at my trivia game.
You're kidding.
No, it was like, what show had that?
Yeah.
Somebody knew it. It wasn't me. Amazing.
Okay.
So funny.
Here's the last one. It's a little bit longer, but I think this deserves the listen. It's called The Double Stuffed Costco Haul by Christy Gray and Gemini, which is AI. I tuned into Hungry Girl's June Costco Haul to see which new goodies were ruling the mall. Which I didn't go to the mall. The banter was flying. The crew was in stride with macros and points as our ultimate guide. I feel like I'm at my bar mitzvah. Chef Hack's roasted chicken was looking so good, but the fish taco segment stole the whole neighborhood. They gave us the hack for the ultimate taste. Just double stuffed shells so that meat doesn't waste.
Yeah.
But please step away from the microwave door because nuking that fish is a crime on the floor. Because I said I don't like my nuked fish. It turns into rubber and smells like a pier, a kitchen disaster we all rightfully fear. Yes. With Lisa and Mikey. There's no Jamie in there.
I know.
With Lisa and Mikey, and I'll add Jamie. The laughs never end. So give me the prize for this poem I penned.
Oh, Christy.
Yeah, that's Christy.
That's adorable.
Isn't that nice?
Good job, Christy. She listens closely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Christy definitely, she got, even if she didn't write every word herself, if she said she used it, which did she
yeah,
say?
Yeah, Gemini. Gemini. Yeah.
Right. So at least she listened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She didn't just say like, hey, write a poem about a podcast with food and people's names. Yeah. Anyway, good job, Christy. A plus.
Yeah. Yeah. And come down and light candle number 4. Right, Mike?
Yeah, that's so funny.
Gosh. All right. First up today in the chewing arena is Applegate Naturals Frittata Bites. These are egg, chicken sausage, red pepper, onions, and spinach bites. This is their version of, you know, the Starbucks / Trader Joe's / Three Bridges egg bites.
I love this concept. Oh, they're a nice size. Hold them up for the camera, Mikey.
They do look good. I'm going to take this lovely middle
hunk. They look fluffy. I'll take a hunk.
They're fluff-tastic. They taste like you made them yourself.
Actually, I did. These aren't really numb.
No. Oh, I'll tell you what I really like about them. Wait, can I trouble you for a fork?
Yeah.
A lot of these egg bites are very mushy, and these are not. These have like personality.
And
they're egg.
I was saying, and they're microwave. They tell you to microwave them, so they still keep that consistency with the micro.
They do this hack. A lot of these egg bites are made with. They use cottage cheese with the egg. I think it gives it a little fluff factor.
Yeah, definitely.
You get more two protein. Of these for 170 calories. I mean, that's great. 85 calories for one of those.
Yeah.
So two of them, 170 calories, 10 grams of fat, 13 grams of protein. By the way, if you're somebody that likes to see all of the macros and all of the nutritional info, make sure you're watching the podcast. Go to hungrygirl.com/podcast and it'll give you the option to listen or watch.
Yep. You can watch. And then do we put the macros on the show page?
We put the whole, yep.
Wow.
Oh, no, not on the show page.
Not the show
page.
We don't.
During
no,
the.
But
no.
On the. I show them the nutritional label.
Okay.
Yes.
On the episode. So, that's an incentive to watch the video as you'll get the nutritional label.
Plus, don't you want to see us?
Yeah.
Hi.
I know. All right. Some people have been saying like they listen to us when they're running or exercising or in the car. So that's why a lot of people.
Yeah. Don't watch while in the car.
You've got options.
Don't do it.
100% natural. They are fully cooked. They come in the freezer aisle. And there's also a version that is egg, uncured bacon, and cheese. This was the egg, chicken sausage, red pepper, onions, and spinach. And they are also at natural food stores nationwide and online from Thrive Market.
Nice.
Who's that guy on the back
know.
Of the bowl?
He's kind of cute and happy. This is Better Bowl Chipotle Chicken Rice Bowl. Chipotle seasoned chicken, jasmine rice, fire roasted corn, fresh cilantro and kale. Topped with a creamy avocado crema.
Yum.
That sounds delicious. And I happen to love cilantro. Not everybody does.
Can we show the portion size? So this is how many calories? I always think that's another good thing about the watching. You can see the portion size. 330 calories.
Smells amazing. And I get one fork for you and one fork for Jamie.
Okay. I'm going to use my used fork.
Okay. That works too.
This looks so good. I'm quite hungry.
Yeah.
They do, by the way, emphasize affordability. So that is something that this brand stands for.
That's good. A little bit of heat, too.
I like it a lot. I wish I knew that. I would have brought the receipt so I could look at the price. But it wasn't that expensive.
The chicken is good.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Heat. I got a big bite of chicken.
Yeah, me that's like.
I like it a lot.
Wow.
Me too. The spice, like, I mean, it's definitely. You have to like spicy. But you know, sometimes spice just tastes like that red chili powder, like very flat. This is not that. You get
Chipotle.
The smokiness from the Chipotle. It's really well balanced. So it is a 9-ounce container, 330 calories, 6 grams of fat, 22 grams of protein, and only 510 milligrams of sodium, which for a frozen meal is pretty darn reasonable.
And it tastes very flavorful. I think you don't miss the lack of, sometimes these are overly salty, which I don't mind the taste of, but I think the heat overpowers, so you don't miss any lack of salt.
But still really well balanced. Yum. Very. Mm-hmm. So that is, they have a lot of options, this Better Bowl brand. Breakfast bowls, vegan bowls, meal type bowls. It's at natural food stores and select Targets nationwide. It's Better Bowl, Chipotle chicken rice bowl in the freezer.
And he is Diego Silva. Mm-hmm. Silva. Oh, yes.
Diego
nice,
Silva.
Nice smile. Do you know him?
No, don't know
him. Oh, okay. Next up, we have Blue Zones Kitchen. This is a sesame ginger bowl. Does this have, it has edamame, garbanzo beans, broccoli, carrots, and brown rice. So this is a vegetarian / vegan option, probably. It looks like it might be.
I believe so. So this is interesting. Have you heard of Blue Zones?
No.
Blue Zones are regions of the world that were discovered to possess an unusually high number of centenarians, people that are 100 or live to 100 or longer. So this was crafted for longevity, inspired by Okinawa, Japan, one of the original Blue Zones.
Wow. I remember that commercial from my childhood where they were all like all the 120-year-old Japanese people were on the hill eating yogurt. And I remember thinking, oh, I want to eat yogurt every day.
Good marketing.
Jamie, by the way, I don't think you know, I've never even told you this, but you know we're moving to a Blue Zone when we retire.
You have told me that.
Yeah. It's a place.
Does it work if you move halfway through your life? Like, do you have to be born there? That makes
sense.
That's
a good question.
Move when you're 88.
I'll look it up. It's so Malta, which is off the coast of Italy, is one of the Blue Zones. I believe. I think it's Malta. But yeah.
This, I don't know why this tastes like peanut.
It's the sesame miso.
Oh.
Is giving it a nuttiness. It's good. It's
bland. A little bland.
It is bland, but like enjoyably. Like I feel like it's intentional.
I feel like I'm aging gracefully.
Do you know what's interesting?
Me too.
Along the lines of this meal. So won't get into it too much, but me and Mike got super sick on vacation. We came back, we were sick. We were eating like a very bland diet. I actually think eating bland foods reduces my cravings. When foods have like a lot of explosive flavor, it makes me hungrier. So like this, I get the whole like longevity and full, like it's like simple, but simply delicious.
Yeah. And it's a good like meal starter. Wait, what are the calorie counts on that bowl?
So this bowl has 240 calories, 7 grams of fat. Again, low sodium, 460. 11 grams of protein.
Yeah, I would throw a chicken breast on that or like some shrimp or something. I like it a lot.
Yeah,
I like it probably more than the average person will like it. Yeah. I think
I'm the same. Well, I liked it too. And I like the freshness of it.
Yeah.
And so Sprouts is kind of like Trader Joe's where they have like the pre-made chicken, like the, you know, the just chicken that Trader Joe's has. They have something like that. So you could totally get that and get this and then make a meal out of it. Like Lisa had mentioned. Yeah. So
who's that dude? Is he 100 years old? Cause he looks good.
He will be. He says his little sign off says, enjoy and I'll see you at 100.
That's cute. Awesome. Okay. Are we ready for the next one?
We are.
We have Onboard Mexican Tuna Salad and Onboard Italian Tuna Salad. This is one of those little, this newfangled tuna situation where it's like tuna with other ingredients in a little can that's like a meal all in a little mini pop top can.
Yeah.
So we've had several of these that I did enjoy a lot.
It's not a hit or miss. Aluminum. It's a...
Yeah, no, that's how they all, the competitors have that too. It's like a little...
So this
looks
is
like... The other one.
Yeah.
Very saucy looking.
So this is the Mexican tuna salad.
It has red, yellow, and green peppers, onions, corns, garbanzo beans, lime juice, cumin, and chili flakes.
Oh, there's big chunks of tuna.
Oh, you didn't even get any tuna. Yeah. It doesn't look like a tuna salad. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I mean, I have high hopes for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm forgiving.
It's more like a tuna bowl.
It doesn't smell great to me, but
I will. Does it smell like cat food?
Well, it doesn't smell like cat food.
Yeah.
But I'm also not a big tuna in the can person.
Your cat would be so spoiled if it got this.
Let's see.
Can I use this fork?
Yeah.
The tuna is very smoky. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. Like, I like it.
I do too.
I would chop this up more. Mm-hmm. And then make it into more of a tuna salad. It's very smoky.
I love it.
Yeah.
It makes me think of like, so, you know, we love Starkist pouches and the tuna creations. This to me is like 2.0. And I know they make products like this too, but it's more. It's chunky and like toothsome. That can't be a good word that I want to use.
Yes, there's teeth in it.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, it
has
eats
a
like
lot
a meal.
Of personality.
Yeah.
And the Italian ones.
Grit. No, that's wrong.
No. Yeah, we're screwing this up. All right, one bowl, 230 calories, 12 grams of fat, 14 grams of protein.
The Italian one smells like minestrone soup, kind of.
Oh, you know what's interesting?
Oh, it does. What's interesting?
the ingredients are sun-dried tomatoes, black olives, peppers, carrots, white and red beans. You know what? Maybe I'll make you guess the third ingredient on the list.
Well, for the Italian one?
Let me taste it. Peas. Yeah.
I wouldn't make you guess first.
I see peas. Did you say peas?
I was getting to it. If you guess, you get a prize, Lisa, if you guess the third ingredient.
What's the first ingredient?
Hang on.
I forgot what you said.
Probably tuna.
I hope.
Do you have the...
Black olives,
this
tuna.
Is the Mexican. You have the Italian one.
Oh, that's
one.
A really interesting flavor.
This is better.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Oh, hang on.
I want my prize.
I gave the wrong stats. The Mexican one was 210 calories. Oh. The stats that I gave previously are for this one.
All right, what are the first two ingredients?
Tuna, red peppers. You'll never guess it. If you do, my head will roll on the floor.
It's like garbanzo beans.
That's number five.
Corn?
Nope. I mean, it's totally unexpected.
Tomato?
Nope.
What is that?
Pumpkin.
Oh.
I get it.
That's for texture, I think.
I think that's so
that
delicious.
One, the Italian one is great.
I think they're doing themselves a disfavor, a disservice calling them tuna salad. Or maybe we just need to broaden our horizons of what we think. I mean, maybe. It is a salad, you know, it's
because if you call it something else, people might be a little bit more afraid of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's like a tuna bowl, mini meal, tuna mini meal.
Or whole meal.
Yeah.
You can put it over a salad. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I like it a lot as well. It's on board tuna salads. These are at select stores and online from Amazon.
Oh, that's good to know.
All right. Next up, is this a drink?
Yeah.
Tractor Organic Haymaker in Dragonberry and Tractor Organic Haymaker in Passion Mango.
Which one do you want to go first?
What? This is an apple cider vinegar drink.
Yeah, so it's like a poppy. The reason why I picked it up was there's no sugar added to it, whereas I think like poppy and all those drinks have. And there's no other like artificial sweetener. The sweetness comes from like mango puree and other things that are fruit.
You pick. I'm not excited about either
of
these.
The tagline is very confusing to me.
Think you have to shake it.
What is the tagline?
It says like Gatorade for farmers. But like, who is this marketed toward? Farmers only? Yeah, they should advertise there.
But I don't even understand, because can't farmers drink Gatorade? I'm confused.
And can't we drink it?
There we go.
Yes.
Sorry,
I don't know.
My finger might have gotten in.
Maybe there's more to this.
I'm just eating all my leftovers from earlier in the episode.
Yeah, I'll give one to Jamie first.
What is that? What flavor?
This is the mango.
Oh, mango passion is my jam.
There you go.
Speaking of jam, I try to make kumquat jam in an air fryer this morning.
What?
Because I have a kumquat tree. It didn't perfect it yet.
It's not bad.
For what it is?
Right.
An apple cider drink?
For what it is, it tastes good, but I don't think I would elect.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. You know, poppy has a bit of sugar in it, and they say like if you have more than one or two, or if you have more than two, like it's actually not that great for you. So this is like eliminating that. If you want to have a couple, it's probably okay for you.
Can I see the can, please? Yeah. How much sugar is in it?
Just 5 grams from natural.
Mm-hmm. I'd be very curious, because I think this tastes pretty darn good. For like, I'm shockingly into it. And I know that apple cider vinegar is really good for you, like digestion. Why Katie, who used to work here, would drink like apple cider vinegar shots in water or just the shots.
So how much is in here?
That's what I want to know. Like, is it enough to get your daily fix?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Not bad.
This one is, the same amount of sugar.
Not bad. The first one better.
Yeah.
But
it's okay.
I'm like really surprised at how not bad those are.
Well, like,
just because for like an everyday, if you think you will like, if you're like, oh, apple cider vinegar, like that seems like something I would like, I think you'll love it.
It's the second ingredient.
But it still means that water could be up to 98%.
Right. And it also doesn't have any, like, it's not saying what it doesn't have any promises. So we don't really know. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I want to see if it's somewhere else on their website.
Maybe it's just, I don't know.
While you look for that,
okay.
I meant to get, I have carrots in the refrigerator so that you can try these dips with something. Do you want carrots or the dips are coming up, people.
Oh yeah, there's dips.
Do you want me to go get the carrots or are you okay just having the dips by itself?
I'll try a dip alone. I'm okay.
Okay.
This is Taste Flavor Co. Everything Sauce. in Creamy Southwest Ranch, and also in Spicy Garlic Parm.
Yeah.
Now, this is everything sauce, so you could probably just use it on anything and everything.
Yeah. Which one did you go with first, the spicy garlic?
Wait, guys, I've been so deep in trying to find the answer to this, I realized I may have neglected to give some more information.
Oh.
So 25 calories to 35 calories a can, negligible everything else, and except for the naturally occurring sugar. It also comes in apricot, peach, and citrus ginger. Available at select retailers and quick service restaurants like Chipotle.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
God, I haven't had Chipotle in so long. It sounds so good.
I'm so like weirdly into that. I feel like it would make me feel good to drink it every day.
It's better than soda.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Lisa. Ooh,
what is this again?
This is the.
That's the Parm.
The Taste Flavor Co. Spicy Garlic Parm Everything Sauce.
I think this would be interesting on something else. Yeah,
this is not a eat with a spoon sauce. I mean, few are,
it's
but.
It's not a soup.
It says for wings and marinade.
Yeah, it tastes like a wing cool. sauce. Can I see. The ranch one.
That is so good. Do you want a new spoon or
10 calories per tablespoon?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow, that's so low.
Yeah. This is packed with flavor. Zero sugar, reduced sodium. Mm-hmm. 170 per tablespoon. No artificial ingredients.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like that one.
That is amazing.
Try
that.
Would like this.
Put on your spoon.
I can't. My spoon's.
Oh, okay. You want
I
a new spoon?
I think you need to like. Use it creatively.
It's very intense.
It's a creative. You need to be creative with it. I just tried it on a bean.
So
I feel like it would be good on those egg bites.
I think both of these, for me, these would be great on a sandwich. Whoa, I just got some of that. It splashed into my eye.
Oh, no.
On a sandwich.
My
like,
eye. Drizzle, I'm not supposed to get pudding in it.
Drizzle a little bit on a sandwich or maybe spread it on the bread. Mm-hmm. Like, especially the spicy parm, like an Italian sandwich. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Do you know what I think that would be good on? Because I've been so sick of them, steamed veggies, like plain steamed mm-hmm. veggies that you're like, please give me some flavor.
I get the idea of everything sauce.
Yeah.
And it's so low in calories. If you're a person that really counts calories, that wants, that craves flavor mm-hmm. for not a lot of sodium, I think that that is a good option for
yep.
you.
It says made with smooth heart. The ranch is made with smooth heart, healthy avocado, over 80% fewer calories than traditional Southwest ranch. They have tons of other sauces.
Wow.
So, oh my gosh, look at this. Build your own bundle. Sweet honey mustard. We have to try
ooh,
that one.
Ooh.
Cherry yes. smoked barbecue. And everything is 5 to 10 calories, it looks like.
Okay.
Truffle, parm, ketchup.
What is this?
Hot honey sriracha. Guys, call us. We got to talk.
How do they make the calories so low? Like what's in it? Because
I feel like it's what's not in it. It's the absence of sugar and salt, probably.
All right, but I wish I could read this.
Yeah, there's no sugar. I mean,
cayenne, peppers, salt, vinegar.
This contains milk.
Tapioca starch.
Oh, whey protein. So
whey
that's,
protein. Oh,
that's giving the consistency.
Interesting. I want to try all of them.
I really like their website, by the way, because there's a snapshot of the ingredients, and it's just so easy to look at. It shows you.
Let's order more of them.
Yeah, they definitely had a bunch more at, a few more. I thought these were the most interesting ones. I don't think I saw the honey mustard.
Well, I do want to say, because I wanted to look up some of the sweeter flavors. So the sesame ginger teriyaki has sucralose. Let's see. And I'll bet, let's see what the sweet honey mustard
So they're
has.
Not natural. That probably has sucralose
right,
too.
Sucralose.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the two we got don't mm-hmm. have them.
Okay. Good. All right, we're going to move on. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Wild Dates.
Oh, wait, real quick. Those are at Sprouts and online from tasteflavorco.com. They have like bundles you can put together.
We should do a bundle. Wild Dates, peppery and savory stuffed with red pepper, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, and chickpea miso. Wow, this is cuckoo.
Yeah.
This is savory. Like savory dates.
Figure out how we do this.
Is there only one in that?
One
date? Is that all we have?
Well, no, I bought two of them because I thought maybe there were two packs.
Wait a minute.
Are we going to Lady and the Tramp this?
Well, I bought the second one.
I'm moving over for that.
I bought the second one, so maybe, you know, you want to do a video.
Wait,
let's cut
do
it.
We have, oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. So this is one flavor and we only have one flavor.
Yeah. That's the only one that they had at Sprouts.
Wouldn't it be
Sprouts?
Funny if there was a big...
seed.
I think everyone needs to cut a piece and take
a
piece.
I'm so confused by this.
Well, I can probably
hold
just...
on. Maybe grab half and grab half.
Well, it
like
looks
that.
Like it just fell apart. So.
Yeah, so take that half. Yeah. Jamie, you take
I
this
love
half.
A sweet stuffed date.
Here, Jamie.
Here, Jamie. I like it.
I love it.
Mm. I like the nuts with the date.
My mouth is a little confused, but I feel like once it catches up to what it's eating...
That is the most surprising, most enjoyable taste I think I've had in a very long time.
Mm-hmm. It almost tastes like, you know, like the snack bars that have like a lot of nuts and dates.
Yeah.
And
can I see the package?
Made stuff. It's like a deconstructed snack bar.
Yeah, that's like really good. And I feel similar to the apple cider drink. I feel like I would feel so healthy eating this. Like it feels so like nutritious. I mean, the only ingredients are dates, miso, chickpeas, pumpkin seeds, red bell pepper, sesame seeds, avocado, oil, salt, pepper.
But that pack only has one date.
Yeah. And you want to guess the calories?
Yeah.
110.
60.
Wow.
It almost doesn't seem possible because it's got to be like 30 calories per date, right?
Yeah, but there's not. Look, think of how small the date is.
I freaking love that. Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure it was two for a dollar. So they're not that expensive. Or maybe it was two for $2. It was definitely inexpensive.
That is nutty.
Literally.
60 calories, 1.5 grams of fat, 11 grams of sugar, but zero added. Dates are naturally high in sugar.
Definitely. This is so different.
I love being surprised.
Wait, does it come in other flavors?
Let's see. There's very little information available.
It says peppery. It's not peppery. It's just delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's very little info available. It's like on the Sprouts website and kind of nowhere else.
Well, where, like, what does it say? Where do we find manufactured for Whitney Jordan Naturals, Atlanta, Georgia? May contain pit fragments. Well, I didn't get any of those.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
So clap, into it.
Clap, clap.
Wait, I've lost the plot. Hang on. Where's my... Hold, please.
That looks like this was open already. Did you just open
it? Oh, no,
you just opened it. The next item.
Hang on.
Do.
Yeah, I have very little information I can provide on that other than it's 60 calories, it's at Sprouts, and it's freaking delicious.
Okay. Next up we have, is that your phone or mine? Flock Chicken Breast Bites in Terry Black's Barbecue.
Who's
Terry Black a guy?
What the heck are these? They look like dog treats.
They look a little like snossages, you're right.
Yeah.
Is this like a jerky product?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I like it.
They're not bad. They're a little weird.
It tastes very clean.
Are they? Are they natural? I mean,
no fillers, made with no beef casing. This is the brand that also has chicken skin crisps, like chips.
Oh, yes. I don't like those.
I don't love these personally. Just because there's so many, in my opinion, so many better versions of meat snacks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people will like these. Like, I think it's a...
They're okay.
Mm-hmm. Low in sugar.
Not amazing.
Low in sugar, which is impressive for a barbecue flavor.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You Silver get lining. 1 ounce for 100 calories, 3 grams of fat, 15 grams of protein. That's good for 100 calories.
A lot
snack.
Of protein. How many?
Really good.
How many servings? Two.
Yeah.
About two servings.
You get the whole bag for 210.
Yeah, 210.
Yeah. I mean, if you're on a road trip and you need protein, if you're on a hike,
It's growing on me. Oh my God. No.
That was quick.
Scared me for a minute.
Flock Chicken Breast Bites in Terry Black's Barbecue. I feel like I want them to be a different shape.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like if they were like a nugget
like a flat chicken piece.
No, that would be the worst. But something that the stick is throwing me. But anyway, they're available at Sprouts stores and online from Flock Foods.
I mean, you're right, because it does look like a dog treat, but doesn't taste like a dog treat, as far as I know.
This just reminded me, because it's barbecue sauce and it looks like probably Texas. Do you remember maybe like a year ago, we did a Walmart haul and we got barbecue sauce from the Four Sixes Ranch?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a real ranch. We're watching Yellowstone. We finished Yellowstone. They actually go to the Four Sixes Ranch in Texas. And I looked it up, same exact logo. Like it's a real like famous, it's a very famous ranch.
The sauce was good.
Yeah, the sauce was great. We loved it. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Next up, Sun Tropic Mochi Crunch in Tamari Teriyaki.
Hmm.
So this is like one of those, it looks like you get it at a bar, a bunch of things, snacks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they had a bunch of different flavors. I just thought this one was the most interesting.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's amazing.
Wow.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love the texture of that. Mm-hmm. Makes you just want to eat more and more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, borderline addictive. But I like what they say here. Top your favorite soup and salad.
Tastes like Chinese noodles with duck sauce.
Yeah, totally. Is it high? It's not high in calorie, right?
I expected it to be high in sugar, but it is not. So you get 14 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
for 140 calories, 6 grams of fat, 3 grams of sugar, two grams of protein.
What's the sweetener? Is there any other sweetener?
Sugar, probably.
Yeah, cane sugar.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
It's delicious.
If I went to a bar and like that was on the thing, it is dangerous though.
It's dangerous. Although, wait, how many servings in that bag?
Do you know what though? I feel like we can't call it dangerous until we eat 10 of them in a row. Because I think I'd be able to stop after 10.
You're right. 3.5 servings. So if you eat the whole bag, so that's 420 calories for this bag. You're not going to eat the whole bag. I'd eat half that bag for two. Okay. I like it.
Yep. They're gluten-free, dairy-free, all natural. They also come in sea salt, golden curry, Thai bird, sriracha, mochi crunch. And they make lots of other snacks. They are available at select retailers like Sprouts, World Market, online from Amazon. It's Sun Tropic Mochi Crunch.
And I just had a cluster that was stuck together, maybe like three. Mm-hmm. I'm totally
full now.
Totally full. It would be so good on a salad too. So I support that decision. Okay, next up we have Greenhouse Organic Matcha Protein Shake. Listen to that.
Shaking it up.
This is a protein shake in a container.
Oh, yeah, cool. I thought this was interesting because you don't usually it's like chocolate milk or coffee or whatever, not mochi.
Right, so let's talk about what matcha, it is. I mean. Right, sorry.
Yeah.
8 ounces is a serving? It says this is not a protein shake.
But it says organic matcha protein shake.
Yeah.
As the name of the product.
It's got it's 20 grams of protein for...
Hear us out. It actually tastes and feels like matcha. Real organic matcha helps. Not maybe a little matcha-ish. Yes, there's protein, clean protein, 20 grams of it, but it's not just protein. Per serving, you get 50% your daily value for vitamin B, which helps convert food into energy, 300 milligrams of plant-based omega-3s, calcium, magnesium. It seems like there's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like the person that designed the front of the box didn't consult the person that designed the back of the box. It's just funny that it's called a protein shake and then it says this is not a protein shake. Because
they're trying to say it's so much more.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Should say it's not just a protein shake.
But yeah, I mean, I thought the calories were a little bit high, but then I saw that it was 20 grams of protein. So that's like, I mean, that's like pretty much.
Yeah, it's a protein shake.
All the protein.
I mean, it's not a protein shake.
More importantly, I don't really love the way it tastes.
Oh, but 10 ounces, not
oh,
eight.
Yeah. It's okay.
And we are matcha likers, so it's not like you don't like matcha.
I don't love matcha, but I like this less than regular matcha. So do you like it?
Will a matcha lover enjoy this?
I don't know. Are you a matcha lover?
I'm not a huge matcha. I like it.
We gotta get Dana in here.
I don't love it, but I can tolerate it. If I knew it was healthy for me and good, I would tolerate it.
Well, it's healthy and good for you. Yeah. 170 calories for 10 ounces, 7 grams of fat, 20 grams of protein, only 4 grams of sugar.
Like if I put that in a blender with ice and a little vanilla and put some cold foam on it, I'd probably really like it.
Yeah, I feel like it's good. See, this is good. We're giving good information. And I do think that based on our assessment as... meh matcha enthusiasts, that a matcha enthusiast would probably be into this.
Maybe it should be called Mecha.
Mecha. Ah, anyway. It's they come in other flavors, plus juices, wellness shots. Sorry, one second.
Wait, what are the other flavors?
Let's see.
Oh, that was the only one that I had at Sprouts.
By the way, it's at select natural food stores and online from greenhouse.ca.
On Sprouts.
Didn't I say that?
I don't know.
Maybe not. Okay, other flavors. Chocolate, vanilla, chocolate peanut butter. Mike.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. We want to try the other flavors.
Yep. And then they have smoothies that look yum. I'll have carrot to go back. Juice.
Let's try the other flavors. Let's try. Okay. These, by the way, these next cookies look just like the Trader Joe's versions of these cookies. They're Sprouts Farmers Market Lemon Pancake Cookie Thins. But these like come in other pancakey flavors. So I don't know if these are going to taste more like pancakes or cookies, but I like any thin cookie. Because you could eat more of them.
They did have other flavors, but the lemon, they had this whole lemon display of all their lemon products for summer. So I thought this was like what I should get. And it won't open up. We have scissors.
Let's see.
I can just do this.
That feels like a spill waiting to happen.
Come on.
There you go.
It's child protected.
Yeah.
They look like little pancakes.
Little pizzelles.
Ooh, they smell very lemony. Mm-hmm. They look just like the Trader Joe's ones.
Mm-hmm. Made with clean, simple ingredients and resealable. We love that.
They taste too lemony.
Really? I like it.
I mean, With vanilla ice cream, that might be okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Little sandwiches.
It's like very lemon zesty.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
I love the idea of this product. I want the other flavors.
Yeah.
Do you know what I keep thinking about? That stuffed date.
Oh, yeah.
Get more.
Those are really good. The other flavors are buttermilk, maple, blueberry, and chocolate. It says a couple of them are out of stock. Maybe they rotate flavors seasonally.
I want all the other flavors more than I want those.
Did I give stats? I don't think I did. Let me see the pack again.
Too lemony for me.
It's a Sprouts exclusive. You get 17 of them for 120 calories.
That's amazing.
Yeah. 1.5 grams of fat, 2 grams of fiber.
Tastes better now, don't they?
Protein.
Actually.
How many servings in that bag?
2.5. So the whole thing is 290 calories.
Wow.
So
that's pretty good.
Think about this. If you'd eat two of them at the same time, so it's a thicker cookie, it might taste better.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But I would dunk those in yogurt.
That math doesn't add up. Yeah.
The math's not mathing.
Okay,
it's not.
Fine.
All right, next up. This is a product I've wanted to try for a very long time, but I have not seen it in person, and I'm excited. It's Johnny Pops. By the way, I love Johnny Pops. Mm-hmm. But they look like frozen popsicles, but they're freeze-dried popsicles.
Yeah.
So they're strawberry and cream and raspberry, blueberry and cream. It's just like a Johnny Pop on a stick, but it's freeze-dried. Mm-hmm.
Which one do you want to try first?
Doesn't seem like it's for adults. Probably Let's not. Try strawberry. Well, do you have all three flavors?
Well, it's raspberry, blueberry, and cream as one, and then strawberry and cream by itself.
Let's try the strawberry and cream first. The weird thing is that it just looks like an ice pop. It's like astronaut ice cream.
Yeah, and they have astronaut Johnny Pop on the back.
Speaking of astronauts, Lisa.
Yes.
Did you see the movie Project Hail Mary?
I have not.
Cannot recommend it enthusiastically enough.
It's so good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a space movie?
You think that.
Well, and then, don't give too much. Just know that it is very, it's adorable.
Yeah.
Okay. I like cute movies.
It's not Disclosure
It's
Day.
Epic, right. But it's enjoyable.
This is so
It just looks like a popsicle that they sucked all the moisture out of.
Right, that sat out and went.
They put it in one of those vacuum bags that you like.
That is really funny. Oh, we're having our own individual one. Okay.
Of course.
Let me see the box. How many calories in each of those?
I like it.
50 calories a pop. Only 7 grams of sugar.
I think this is fun and cute if you don't mind people staring at you when you eat it. Mmm. It's really good.
Whoa.
Isn't that good?
Wow.
Let's try the other one. Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it.
I like his cute little face on the stick. Does yours have his face on the stick?
Of course. I think it probably, maybe it has like a words of encouragement underneath. Mm-hmm. I just bought their unicorn swirl pops. They're 25 calories each. They're really good.
Oh, this one broke.
Well, we can share that one.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Oh, wow.
This one's even better.
Mm-hmm.
I love these.
Crunchy, on-the-go treats that won't melt. Gluten-free, peanut-free. At select grocers nationwide.
Those are really fun.
Yeah.
Mmm.
My plate is full of trash.
So this guy's full name is Jonathan, and I just saw a TikTok that said, I just met a Jonathan who shortens his name to Nathan, and I didn't know you could do that.
Wow,
like, you don't think of Jonathan. Like, if you met someone named Nathan, you're like, yeah. And they're like, it's short for Jonathan.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Wow, I never even thought of that. That's
None
the first time that's ever crossed my brain.
You wouldn't think of that because I don't
Nathaniel.
Think anybody does that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's so funny. Anyway, you already said where these are available.
Yes. Select grocers nationwide. Do with that what you will.
I was too busy just enjoying them, basking in the glory.
As you should be.
All right. Is this the last item or no?
No, we got two more after this.
Okay. This is real cookie poppers in peanut butter chocolate chip. So what are they, like mini cookies?
Mini
like
cookies.
Little pucks?
So you get four of these little things. So maybe not the greatest calorie bargain.
I can't forget after this, I thought of a really good trivia giveaway or a giveaway thing.
What's the point of these?
I think they're natural, maybe?
Meh.
Almond flour.
No gluten, grains, dairy, egg, corn, soy, or artificial sweeteners made with almond flour.
I don't love them. Do you love them?
And look at Lauren Maria. Yeah, they're okay.
They seem nice.
I mean, if I took those home, I would definitely eat them.
Is it the flavor you don't like or the texture?
I don't love the texture.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't love the flavor.
Yeah.
Nothing. Like,
well, because it comes in other flavors.
Okay. Peanut butter?
Chocolate chip, cookies and cream, and lemon blueberry.
Hmm. Okay. Maybe the others would be better.
These are at retailers nationwide and on Amazon. You get 4 cookies for 130 calories, 9 grams of fat, 4 grams of protein.
That seems high for those little pucks.
Yeah. I thought they'd be bigger. They look bigger on the on the box.
I think it's good to, you know, it is a different type of healthy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It is healthy because of all the things it does not include. Real ingredients, real simple, thoughtfully sourced ingredients.
Okay, so the next two items are freezer items that I'm going to get.
All right,
That they're going to be the best of the episode.
Really? Don't say that.
I hyped it. They're going to be terrible. Terrible. What were you going
to
say?
All right, so I thought of a good way to do our enter this week's giveaway.
Okay, well, you tell them that. Okay. You'll get it. I was going to give you something to talk about.
No, this is what we'll talk about.
Okay.
So because it's exciting to us that we are now doing the show on YouTube, which the shortcut to view it is hungryo.com/podcast, and there's a link right there. Today's giveaway, to have a chance to win, you're going to text Mikey at, well, he's not here to give the text line. He'll give it when he gets back.
305-380-8075. Is that it?
Let's ask him to confirm when he gets back.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, but here's what you have to do.
I apologize to that person.
Everyone's just sending this answer. How many fingers am I holding up?
What if people just keep guessing different numbers?
I mean, you can only answer once.
That's so, I love it. Wait, is it 805-380-8075? Is that your number?
805-380-8075.
Yay!
I don't even know what you asked them to do, but I'll find out later.
How many fingers am I? Don't say
it. Don't say it.
How many fingers am I holding up? That's the way that they enter. They can only enter once.
Okay.
And they have to basically watch the episode.
Okay. Next product. This is one that, excuse me, Mikey was so excited about this. He keeps raving about Alden's, 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 and how good Alden's is. This is an organic pina colada sorbet frozen dessert bar.
It's just Alden's is a normal, like, not like sugar-free or fat-free or any of that stuff, like ice cream. And it's usually high in calories, and these are only 70 calories per bar.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know how we're going to do this.
Well, we could each have our own bar, or we could just break.
Let's all have our own bar.
Okay.
I think it'll be easier.
Twist my arm.
You think it'll be easier that way?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's very cute. Only 70 calories for this?
Only 70 calories.
Gluten-free, soy-free, no artificial flavors or sweeteners. It is vegan. Aww.
I just lost mine.
Oh, no.
His stick came out.
This is delicious.
I'll eat it like this without my stick.
Mike, you were right.
It's good?
Mm-hmm. Because it's really creamy.
Oh.
That's a good calorie bargain.
It is. It really is.
I feel like if you had that much sorbet in a ramekin, you wouldn't feel as excited about the fact that it's on a stick. Like, it feels big. It feels like more sorbet.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's what I mean. The texture of it.
No.
Yeah. It's so creamy and it's big. Like, it's not like a tiny mini, like we have something coming out that says mini.
I like it.
Might be smaller, but this isn't a mini.
Yeah. It reminds me of like the Haagen-Dazs shape.
Mm. Okay.
It also comes in other cocktail inspired flavors like margarita and limoncello.
Oh.
So many amazing flavors. Select grocers nationwide. Can I see the box?
So again?
The limoncello will be good.
I wanted to get the limoncello, but I was afraid because I know sometimes you don't like lemon in things because it sometimes tastes like.
I like lemon in desserts, but I don't. We should try it just to give it a test.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't like lemon in my chicken or my soup normally.
Gotcha.
But that was good.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
And finally, we have Gelati's, that's a cute name, artisanal gelato mini gem pops in strawberry chocolate. That sounds yummy.
Oh, they're tiny.
Oh.
They're chocolate wrapped.
They're the same size as the freeze-dried ones.
But
how many calories are these?
90 calories, but they have less sugar, only 5 grams of added sugar.
Whoa, and they are so completely coated in like hard chocolate shell.
Mmm.
That is decadent.
Mm.
Oh, and it has a chocolate core.
Wow.
A Chocotella.
That's the best thing ever.
Oh, man.
They must not be able to call it Nutella, but it's a Chocotella core that's chocolate and hazelnuts. Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. It's like a Nutella-style core.
So we have to get to the core?
I didn't get anything in the core.
I mean, visually, it shows that you should be able to get to it on the first bite. See?
Where's the core?
Look at the picture.
This reminds me of when I was a kid. There was like the chocolate eclair with the candy in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's there. I can see a little bit coming up
All right, this is amazing.
Yeah, that is corn. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
This like saved the summer.
Oh, summer is saved.
Okay.
Where's the core?
Okay.
No. I don't have it yet. I have to eat the whole bar. Poor me.
Mm-hmm. That is so good.
Number one ingredient is strawberries.
Wait, how many calories? 90?
90 calories, 4 grams of fat, 10 grams of sugar, but only 5 grams of added sugar, 1 gram of protein.
I must find the core. How many licks does it take to get to Tootsie Roll?
Look at my plate, everybody.
So there's not much info on these online. They're pretty new, but their regular line, where do you see this? Look at these pictures. The Very Berry looks like Hello Kitty. The Super Dolce De Leche looks like a candy bar. Like, it's just, look at this.
Wait a minute.
Look at these. The cookies and cream looks like a paw.
Those are the cutest things ever. But I have so many things to say.
Oh my gosh.
I have a lot to say right now.
Talk to us.
There is no core in my bar at all.
Oh.
I went through the whole bar. There's no
core. I had a core.
Nothing.
You can see my core. It's still there. See it?
But that did not prevent you from enjoying it.
No, I still love this so much. So I'm a little sad, but not that sad. Then you just mentioned Hello Kitty, and I'm surprised this didn't make it to your Breaking Chews, but I ordered it. Do you know there's a Hello Kitty spam collab?
No.
They make Hello Kitty spam now.
Wow, I didn't see that. Wow.
Anyway, whatever. Okay. I still love these so much, but where's the core? I want to open another one.
Open another one. I just noticed you have a new phone case.
I do. Wait, but I
you can see it from space. Neon pink.
How do I get more of these?
Sprouts.
Yeah, that is the answer. Did you see any other flavors there?
Yes. I can't remember what the other... I think it might have just been like chocolate vanilla, maybe like boring.
Ah, I see the core in this one.
Okay. Now you got to eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to try the core.
Eat it. Eat it. Just eat it.
Mm-hmm. Eat it. Oh, there it is.
Whoop.
Oh.
There it is.
Whoop. And it tastes like hazelnut. Mm-hmm. And normally I don't even like hazelnut and I love it. Okay. What a mess.
Yeah. Mm.
But a delicious one. This was a good episode, Mike. You did really well.
Thank you so much. And it's a long one, so let's go ahead and rate.
All right. From the top, Applegate Naturals Frittata Bites in the freezer aisle.
9.5. Love them. Good job, Applegate.
Better Bowl Chipotle Chicken Rice Bowl in the freezer.
Solid. 8.5.
Can I have that right now?
Yes.
Lunch is served.
Next up, we tried Blue Zone's Kitchen Sesame Ginger Bowl in the freezer aisle.
I'm giving that an 8, even though it was a little bland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating more of this.
This better bowl is amazing.
How about the Onboard Mexican and the Italian Tuna Salad? These are shelf stable.
Solid 8.
All right. Next up is the Tractor Organic Haymaker in Dragonberry and Passion Mango.
I'm giving those a 7.5 because Jamie liked them.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
If you like that sort of apple cider vinegar situation, you'll like them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did too.
Poppies. It's like it's tempered well. Like sometimes there's no hiding it and you're just like, oh, it's bitter and intense. But this is like it's sweet.
And if you like poppy, it's not as sweet as poppy. So just don't think it is. It's more on the bitter side, but it's good.
I'm into it. Take me to the farm. Taste Flavor Co. We tried their everything sauces in creamy Southwest ranch and spicy garlic parm.
8. I want to try all the sauces.
Your chair is talking to us.
I know. I hate it.
Next up, wild dates, peppery and savory stuffed dates.
8.75. Good dates. Very good dates. Different.
Apparently I was a good date too because I'm still with Jamie.
He was all right. Flock Chicken Breast Bites in Terry Black's Barbecue.
7.
All right.
Not bad.
Sun Tropic Mochi Crunch.
Oh, 8.8.
Yeah, those were really good.
Those were delicious. 8.8.
Greenhouse Organic Matcha Protein Shake.
I'm eager to try the other flavors, but that exact flavor, I would say 7.5. That's not bad, though.
Yeah.
How about Sprouts Farmers Market Lemon Pancake Cookie Thins?
I'm giving those a 7.5 also, but I have a feeling all the other flavors are going to be like nines. So do you think that's fair? 7.5? Mike is just sitting there eating the whole bowl. He's just shoveling.
I finally have my appetite back, so like I'm just eating food like crazy. No, this is really good. But yeah, I think you're right. I think probably the chocolate one would be better.
And the pancake flavor and the blueberry and the, I don't know. I want to go to Sprouts now. Like you made me really want to go to Sprouts.
It's right down the street.
I'm going to go after this.
Let's go.
All right.
I mean, I'm not going to go with you.
Oh, okay.
Lisa and I are taking a trip to Barnes & Noble.
That's right.
Later.
We are.
If we didn't have two dogs at home right now, I would go with you, but someone's got to take them out if you guys are going to Barnes & Noble.
Yep. Next up, Johnny Pops Minis, the freeze-dried pops.
Believe it or not, I'm giving those a 10.
Wow. Wowza, wowza.
I loved them.
Wow.
Like,
Johnny.
So much more than I thought I would. I really was impressed with them. Yeah.
Real cookie poppers in peanut butter chocolate chip.
6.5.
Yeah.
I didn't really like those that much.
I didn't really taste a lot of peanut butter either, to be honest.
How about Alden's Organic Pina Colada Sorbet Frozen Dessert Bar?
8.5. Very yummy.
Okay, next we tried the Gelati's Artisanal Gelato Mini Gem Pops.
10. Even though mine didn't have a center, it still gets a 10. Because the chocolate, look at this chocolate.
Maybe
it's so good. I'm eating
new.
More.
Here comes the compliment. Maybe they knew that you're already so centered.
Oh.
That you didn't need a center.
Maybe. That made me like, I'm giving it an 11. No, that was really good.
Yeah.
10. That was a good haul. Good,
really
Mikey.
Good haul.
Yay.
Great job. Literally. I don't often say this, but like, I want to go to Sprouts.
Yeah.
This haul makes me want to go to Sprouts. If you're listening, you should go to Sprouts.
Well, here's the thing is, like I said in the beginning of the episode, like I could have gotten 3 hauls, maybe 4 hauls worth of food. So there's a lot of stuff at Sprouts that we haven't even like touched.
Wow.
So we can do this again, maybe in a couple months or something.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we don't have to wait that long.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a month. We do have a couple already lined up, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Now remember to text Mikey and let him know how many fingers Jamie held up. She's still holding up the same number of fingers now. And then you win a prize.
Yeah.
Big prize. Good prize.
All right.
All right. Well, that's it. Thanks for tuning in. I am Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king.